My siblings and I are the first vampires in history, the originals. 300 years ago, we helped build New Orleans. In our absence, a new king arose. Now I've returned and taken his kingdom as my own. I had hoped this would bring our family together. I was wrong. I wanted our home back, so I'm going to live there. And the two of you, you can stay here together and rot.
You're coming with me, little wolf.
Why would I go anywhere with you?
Now, you can fight me on this, but you will lose.
As will anyone else who tries to stop you getting in this car. Let us begin with a toast to our shared gift, immortality. After 1,000 years, one might expect life to be less keenly felt, for its beauties and its sorrows to diminish with time. But as vampires, we feel more deeply than humans could possibly imagine. Insatiable need. Exquisite pain. Our victories
and our defeats.
You can't afford your wounded pride. With Klaus in control of your empire, you need to give him what he craves most. Loyalty. Or at least the illusion of it.
I ambushed him. Tried to bury him alive. He's not going to trust me.
He will, because he wants your allegiance. Speaking from experience, I know that if you play the part, all is forgiven. But if you give him any reason to doubt you, he will strike back. Make me a promise, Marcel. You will do whatever it takes to stay alive.
To my city, my home again. May the blood never cease to flow.
And the party never end.
I just don't get it, man. You know we would have stood with you till the end.
Letting you do that would have been letting you die. And you're still my people. Now just follow my lead. Trust me, it ain't over yet.
New Orleans.
To New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I understand that some of you may have questions regarding the recent change in leadership. And I invited you here tonight to assure you that you are not defeated. No, my intentions moving forward are to celebrate what we have. What Marcel, in fact, took. And built into this. A true community of vampires.
What about her? The wolf.
Had you let me finish, Diego, you would know that there is, of course, one further matter I would like to address. As many of you know, the girl is carrying my child. Consequently, I trust you will all pay her the appropriate respect. However, I understand that some of you are concerned by this vicious rumor. That I intend to use the blood of our child to create hybrids. I assure you, I do not.
Father of the Year.
It appears I will have to earn your trust. Very well. We'll eliminate the root of your anxiety. You see, how can I sire any hybrids if there are no more werewolves alive in the bayou to turn?
What? Class, no.
So eat, drink, and be merry. And tomorrow I suggest you have yourselves a little wolf hunt. Go ahead. Have fun. Kill them all.
Absolutely not. I paid for that.
Please, never pay for anything in your life.
I hardly see how that's relevant. Nick's just punishing us.
Well, we've hurt him. Deeply, it would appear.
We believed the worst about him. The one time in a million where the worst wasn't actually the truth. Where do you think you're going?
To ensure that Haley doesn't suffer for our mistakes. Niklaus is feeling vindictive. We cannot trust that she is safe.
And so then I bit Elijah and left him in the bayou with my hybrid venom in his veins.
Serves him right for making such vile accusations against me. And then... Are you taking this down?
To be clear, if the quarter is yours now, you still need me, why?
My memoirs. 1,000 years of history isn't going to write itself.
Cammy, what are you doing here?
My question exactly.
Oh, it's quite all right. She knows.
She does.
Is that your vampires? Don't worry, he's compelled me to forget everything as soon as I leave. That way I'm too busy agonizing over whether or not I'm losing my damn mind to realize I'm playing spy for an immortal egomaniac.
You compelled her to go out with me, didn't you? I thought you really liked me.
So did I.
Well, I mean, to be clear, I only compelled you to give him a chance. Anything you felt for him was quite real. And for the record, the level of awkwardness we're all currently experiencing is entirely genuine.
You think you're so clever, don't you? Compelling the poor, naive bartender. Look what I found. Real me, not your compelled therapist.
Well, actually, I prefer a devoted stenographer.
You think this is funny? Messing with my mind? My sanity is not a joke.
No, love, I don't believe it is. You never found this. You will remember nothing of our life as vampires when you leave here. Do you understand?
I think that just about does it for the day. You may go.
Going somewhere?
Be here, Klaus, as these guys watching me.
I wouldn't worry about them. Come, we mustn't linger.
Get you someplace safe.
No, you don't have to worry about me. I'm fine. I've been deemed under protection by the almighty Klaus. It's the werewolves who need help. He ordered a wolf hunt as some jacked-up peace offering to Marcel's crew. You have to help them.
On the bayou. Do we look like a bloody vampire rescue squad? I think you should be grateful we came to save you.
Listen, Rebecca, all my life I've wanted to know who my real family was, and just as I find out that they're out there in the bayou, Klaus orders them killed. You want to help me? Help my people. Please.
Humans have called a meeting. They're not exactly thrilled with the new status quo.
How unfortunate for them.
Look, it's your show now. But you want to know how I built what I built? Politics. A little diplomacy goes a long way, especially with the human faction.
Duly noted. I haven't thought about this night in ages. 1919, the Opera House, just before it burned. This was the end of an era. Now, in the interest of new beginnings, I feel there are some things I should probably confess to you. But where to begin? Thierry was never disloyal to you. I set him up in an attempt to locate my brother. He's your friend, and consequently he can return to the compound at your discretion. Cammy's part, you just learnt. And then there's young Joshua. I've been compelling him from the beginning, although I suspect you already knew that, as he was the one who led me into your trap.
I may have fed the kids some misinformation.
And then there's Davina. She's a powerful weapon. At this point, I'd like to keep her close at hand. I think we should have her move into the compound here with us.
She can't leave the attic. I already tried to move her once.
Yes, about that. Turns out your little witch is quite the actress. She made a deal with Elijah while he was in captivity, tricked you into letting her stay put in exchange for some spells from our mother's grimoire.
Good to know. Is that all?
I do believe it is.
Appreciate the honesty.
Oh.
Meeting's in an hour.
Bit Elijah and left him in the bayou with my hybrid venom in his veins. Serves him right for making such vile accusations against me.
You're gonna love it at the compound. I already got the best room in the place picked out.
I can't leave. Remember what happened last time?
I know about your deal with Elijah. We can't be lying to each other. I'm trying to protect you. With the witches still looking to kill you for the harvest, believe me, you're safest with us.
Plus, there's excellent light in the afternoon. I see you're an artist. Wonderful. I look forward to witnessing your many talents.
Was this his idea?
Davina, please. I understand you're devoted to Marcel, but Marcel is devoted to me. I assume you want what's best for all of us. We have a meeting to attend downstairs.
I'll get someone to pick up your things. We'll get you settled in right. Trust me.
Klaus! Marcel, thank you for coming. Now, we are aware of the change in leadership in your community, and we thought it was time to make the appropriate introductions.
We want to be sure you understand how things work around here.
Is that so? What the mayor means is that we just want some assurance that this new development isn't going to endanger our city or its inhabitants.
Look, you freaks, do your thing, and we'll look the other way. As long as our pockets stay full, we won't have a problem.
More importantly, there are rules. No feeding on the locals. Don't bring any unwanted attention to the city. Now, history has proven that we can coexist peacefully. However, if you cross the line...
You answer to us.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me get this straight. I'm to play supplicant to this pompous ass and his ridiculous group of petty thieves. Here are my terms. You will take whatever scraps I see fit to leave you, and you will be grateful. If that doesn't suit you, I may decide you've outlived your usefulness.
Hey, they're obviously just here. Fan out! Find them and bring me some heads.
I'd rather you didn't.
The hell are you doing out here?
I've come to suggest you seek other hunting grounds.
Suggestion noted?
No, Diego, it would be such a shame to have to rearrange that pretty face.
The hell you care about wolves?
Generally, I don't. However, this particular clan is not to be touched. Goodbye.
Nothing here anyway.
Great. I guess our job here is done.
Not quite. We're not here to harm you. Hello again. Eve, was it?
One of Haley's listenmates, I presume.
Haley sent you here to protect us, didn't she? Tell her we appreciate the concern, but we've been looking out for ourselves for a while now. Nobody finds us unless we want to be found.
Well, we found you, so...
Like I said. There's something I thought you and your family should know about.
I think I was far more gracious than they deserved. You're disappointed by my lack of diplomacy. You of all people should need no reminder of the human capacity for cruelty.
Hello?
Mr. Michelson, just want to let you know the faction's considered your terms. We've reached a decision.
Have you?
Damn it!
This is on you. Now that you're in charge, though, they're your guys laying dead. Your guys. You're gonna run this city, that better mean something to you. Otherwise, no one worth a damn is gonna follow you. No one.
I was beginning to worry about you. I don't think I could have taken any more of this deferential nonsense. I mean, clearly, I underestimated the faction. That won't happen again, but tell me. Now that we've arrived at this point, now that they have come into our home, visited this upon our people, how would you counsel me to respond?
Let's go kill them all.
We're surrounded by 20,000 acres of swamp. The ones born here know it like the backs of our hands. We'll be fine, but here, newcomers from out of state, not Haley's and my kin, but... word spread about that baby of hers. A lot of werewolves want to see this miracle pregnancy for themselves. Only now the vampires are out looking for blood, and all these werewolves new to the bayou, they might not know where to hide.
You say that like we're supposed to care.
Believe me, you're going to want them kept alive.
And why is that?
See for yourself.
I know you're in here, Josh. I can sense your fear.
I heard you were moving in.
What are you doing in here?
I'm hiding out. You know, incognito. Gotta run for the hills, but I'm stuck here until it gets dark.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, totally led Klaus into a trap that was like the most epic fail of all time, so yeah, kind of cracking my pants right now, figuratively. So far.
It's okay. You can trust Marcel. And if Klaus tries to hurt you, I'll hurt him.
I'm sure if you could actually stop Klaus, you would have done it already.
You're Haley. Klaus's wife.
Ew. No, never. I'm the pregnant werewolf. And you must be the all-powerful super witch Davina. And let's not forget Josh, newbie vampire, way out of his element, voted most likely to die next.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, I'm just another one of Klaus's prisoners. Of course, it would suck if he found out you were still lurking around. Maybe there's a world where we can all look out for each other.
I called you hours ago.
I came as fast as I could. What's going on? Your voicemail sounded...
What? Paranoid? Unhinged?
Upset.
That picture I found. The one that was, I don't know, 100 years old. You said it was just a coincidence, but...
my sanity is not a joke.
No, enough. I don't believe it is.
That's my voice. But I don't remember it. I think it's some kind of mind control. I think he's erasing my memory.
Yes. They what? We will talk about this later.
Why wasn't I consulted on this?
You've been gone for over 8 months, Kieran. We got used to doing things on our own.
This Klaus Michelson, I don't care who he is or what the rumors say. He needed to be taught a lesson.
You are going to start a war.
I'd like to see them try. Oh, and Kieran, this is the last time you call a meeting. Next time you want to criticize our leadership, send a damn email.
I thought you called this meeting.
The hell we did.
Actually, I called it. It appears I made a grave error during our earlier conference. My friend Marcel offered me wise counsel, and I failed to heed it.
I'm glad to hear you've learned your lesson.
No, I won't be making that mistake again. Marcel!
Shall we?
After you.
There he is. A lone survivor.
Such a sad day for our city. Some of its best and brightest killed in a tragic boating accident on the Mississippi. Rather nasty explosion, I heard.
What am I going to do with you?
Okay, hold up.
I've known Kieran for a long time. He's smart and he's fair. He can do us more good alive than dead. Not to mention he's Cammy's uncle. Don't see you care about much. It's kind of hard not to notice when you do.
Very well. Use this reprieve to remake your human faction.
And how do you expect me to remake the mayor?
Well, surely there's a deputy mayor. Choose new leaders. Then we reopen negotiations.
Wow, these walls really travel in style, don't they?
Empty.
Behind on their pavements, perhaps.
Shall we proceed, then?
Let's not, and tell Haley that we did. Then you get to impress the girl, and I can go home. You know how Hubble's depressed me.
I'm not trying to impress the girl.
Well, I should bloody hope you are. Why else are we out here? Come on, Eliza. You've fallen for her. Admit it. May do wonders for the stick that's lodged up your enduringly stoic ass if you did.
I admit to you that it's complicated, but that suffice. Or are you determined to torment me throughout this endeavor?
Darling. We have to stop meeting like this. This is how rumors begin. You can go now. Perhaps I'm not making myself clear here. This is a threat. In precisely 3 minutes' time, your little hunting party will become the prey. Now, based on your recent failure to subdue my baby brother, Niklas, this despite a better than 100-to-1 advantage. I recommend you heed my warning.
Impressive.
Well, I thought the situation demanded something a little dramatic.
Who are you people?
I would say the better question is, who are you?
To a united front. This act of yours, the imitation of friendship,
Don't get me wrong, you play the part well enough, I should know, having played it myself.
But there was a time when the affinity between us was quite real.
Well, sure. And then you got it in your head to take what I created. When I picked up that coin, I swore loyalty, Klaus, not friendship. Right, I'm holding up my end. The other one has to be earned.
Fair enough. Then you should probably know the whole story. My decision was not entirely my own. If I didn't agree to usurp your power, the witches swore to kill my unborn child. At first, the promise of an offspring meant little to me. Then I recalled my father, how he held me in contempt from the moment I was born. As yours did with you. I will not do to my child what was done to me. To us.
All this, the spying, the manipulation, that's just something you were forced into. Is that it? And what now? You feel kind of bad. Hey, buddy, something personal. Is that it?
I admit, I was jealous. I saw the empire you had created on your own without me. I saw it, and I wanted it.
You're wrong, you know. I didn't do it on my own. I stood in the shadow of my father my entire human life, and I never would have gotten out from under it if not for you. You're the one who taught me that a man can't be defined by anyone but himself. So, what now?
This community that you've built, you have their respect, their love. I can rule them, but I cannot win them, not without you. So rule with me, side by side. As equals. Friends. Brothers.
Werewolves you ordered killed, that's my family.
Not for long, love. I mean, this so-called family of yours, they haven't done you much good, have they? You said it yourself. They abandoned you, left you on your own. Now it's simply your turn to do the same.
Maybe they had their reasons.
Yes, well, I have reason too, little wolf. If the werewolves are dead, then the vampires have less desire to kill you. I am trying to keep you safe. Not that you appreciate the effort.
And as soon as I have this baby, what happens to me then? Right. Well, lucky for me, I have a little while before I find out. And in the meantime, I will find a way to pay you back for this. As long as I'm in the family way, well, you can't do a damn thing about it. What are you looking for?
My violin. They must have left it in the attic.
So just go get it.
I can't. It's not safe for me out there.
Funny. I was under the impression everyone was afraid of you.
The witches are after me.
You mean that crazy witch Agnes? Yeah. She tried to kill me, too. The thing is, she's dead. Elijah killed her.
But Agnes was the last living elder. If she's dead, then I'm safe. Marcello told me.
Maybe he didn't want to lose a secret weapon against the witches.
You're lying.
Why would I lie to you?
Because you want something from me. Everyone does.
Do I want something from you? Yeah, Davina, actually I do. Thanks to your friend Marcel, most of my family is cursed. They're stuck in their wolf form, except on a full moon. Now, I'm smart enough to know that every curse has a loophole. And, well, you're the strongest witch I've ever heard of. But I wouldn't lie to you to get what I want. I'd ask you. I guess that's the difference between Marcel and me.
Looking for something? I figured with you vacating, the attic would be a safe zone. Found this there.
It's dangerous for you to come back, Josh.
Yeah, well, what are friends for? Or whatever. Hey, what did Haley want?
Do you trust her?
I don't know. Why?
She told me about a witch being killed. An elder, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Agnes? I heard about that. Elijah went all berserker on her crew. I guess it was super gross. Just, like, heads and guts. Blah. What? Do you hate the witches?
Haley was right. Marcel's just using me. Josh, I can't stay here. I'm not going to be their puppet. You have to get me out of here.
Okay. But where else are you going to go?
I stink of the bulk.
Serves you right
for your pathetic attempt to undermine my rule.
Vic, listen.
When I order werewolves to be hunted to extinction, I expect you to stand aside and let the blood flow.
How delightfully democratic of you. Do you recognize it? Perhaps you don't. It has been 1,000 years since you last saw it grace the hand of our mother. The ring was in possession of one of the very wolves whose extinction you just ordered. So naturally, I questioned him. He spoke of a legend wherein long ago, a chief of theirs had fathered a child to a very powerful witch. Their mythology further states this child, a son, was later transformed into something this clan had never before seen. Something werewolf and vampire.
Nick, we're trying to make amends. We found remnants of your family. The bloodline of your true father. And we saved them from being slaughtered at the hands of the vampires you command.
Because your ambitions have come before this family for far too long. I beseech you, please, come home.
What home? This pathetic substitute. You see, despite all your doubts, all your attempts to thwart me, I have reclaimed our true home. I took back the entire city.
You have the audacity to boast of your victory when the mother of your child remains your prisoner.
It all comes down to the pretty little wolf, doesn't it, brother?
Stop it, both of you.
Even if this is what you say it is, I've had enough of family to last me a lifetime. Why would I possibly want any more?
Ah, good. You're awake. I have a favor to ask.
I am saying prayers for the dead. I request a moratorium on favors for the king.
Well, you'll like this one. It involves helping people who need protection.
And whom, may I ask, do they need protection from?
Me. You see, I recently ordered the slaughter of a group of vagabonds out in the bayou. Turns out I may have been too hasty. Thing is, if the vampires find out I'm protecting them, it won't sit well.
I think I can arrange something. on one condition. For her own good, I believe it is time for my niece to leave town.
Oh, it's quite all right. She knows.
She does.
That you're vampires? Don't worry, he's compelled me to forget everything as soon as I leave.
You are tenacious. It's one of the things I like most about you.
Klaus, you can't...
But you're looking for truths you don't want to find. Monsters better left as fiction. It's time for you to leave this place, Cammy. For your own good.
You are such a coward. This isn't about me. You have kept me here for weeks, just so someone, anyone, would see who you really are. And now that I have... It scares the hell out of you, doesn't it?
If you knew even a fraction of who I am, it would break you in two.
Then show me.
It hurts! He's a beast.
Elijah, hold him down.
Brother! Please, don't let them do this to me.
Do it now, boy. Now.
Hate me.
Oh, my God. No one should have to experience things like that.
What you do about this world will only get you killed. And I cannot allow that. Leave New Orleans. Forget everything you've learned here today. Forget me. You have no reason to stay.
I have no reason to stay.
Look, things are good with your brother right now. He wants to run things with me as partners. But if we keep meeting like this behind his back...
You said it yourself. Whatever it takes to stay alive.
Oh, this is about survival, is it? If you were this pathetic alive with my brother, I'm surprised he hasn't killed you already.
Oh, Rebecca.
The only reward anyone ever gets for loving me, Klaus, is suffering and death. You're choosing him over me, aren't you? Again.
Rebecca, I got people to look out for. And Klaus is offering me a chance to do that. With Davina working her magic against the witches and an original by my side, that's not something I can just turn my back on. Not even for you.
When you were reliving history with my brother, did you happen to revisit what came next in 1919? Or have you forgotten our little secret? I know the words that will make him hate you forever. Remember that when you were embracing who you... Family. Are they?
They're safe. All of them.
Thank you. What you did, Elijah, means a lot.
You should keep this going.
I will.
If any of the others saw this.
I promise.
had your fill of telling me all the ways I've disappointed you, Elijah.
Well, there is something important we neglected to discuss. I accused you of having ulterior motives regarding the child. I was wrong. Sorry.
I imagine that must have been hard for you to say.
You don't make it easy to love you, brother.
And yet you are obstinate in your desire to do so. When you're ready, should you be so inclined, both you and Rebecca are welcome to join me here. It is, after all, our family home.
Cammy, I need your help. Marcel's been lying to me, and I can't trust him anymore.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Oh, you've been compelled.
Okay, what are you doing?
It's okay. I can fix you. I'm really sorry, but this is going to hurt.